This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we'll go around the NFL, give you the top stories from around pro football. Another awesome tweet from D. Ware. Last week, he was joking, maybe teasing a little bit about a possible return since Jason Witten came back, and he was asking the fans, well, tell me, should I come back? Well, last night on Twitter, D. Ware tweeting, well, I was at Staples minding my own business, and who do I see wearing a suit at 7:20 looking like Captain America? You're my dog, Jason Witten, but if you hit me like this one more time, I'm going to put these pads on, and we're going to hash it out this season. Hashtag Dallas Cowboys, hashtag Cowboys Nation. Here's D-Ware with a video attached.
Hey, guys, look who I ran into. Talking a little bit of football. What's up?
See if you can lace it up.
Hey, I don't know. He's trying to get me. That guy's crazy. He is a nut.
So he's having a little bit of fun. I find that incredibly coincidental. Like, if that's by accident, whew, that's quite a hint from the universe saying, hey, you guys belong together, man. Figure out to do something. Maybe it's the coaching staff. Maybe it's not necessarily playing. I don't know. Maybe a D-Ware Jason Witten broadcast booth would have been the winning combination.
No, probably not. No.
Instead of Booger McFarland.
No, probably not. No, probably not.
I'm not sure, but it sure is fun to see former players who, you know, played to hanging out a little bit together, running into each other and finding joy in that. Oh, speaking of joy in that. The D-Ware smile, it was extra full, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know if his if he's actually in playing shape. I think he might be in gym shape.
I thought he lost
weight
though.
Really?
His face looked playing days.
You're calling him fat?
He had fat face.
Oh man,
am I off on that, Lucius?
I feel like he's always had fat face.
Okay,
it's the dimples.
All right, maybe it's always been there because he's obviously in incredible shape.
And the lack of eyebrows, in a sense.
Okay, yeah. All right, that makes sense now. My bad. Obviously, DeMarcus Ware. What the hell was I thinking? How about we go to James Palmer here on Twitter? He is an NFL reporter, and he had a really good tweet about Eric Weddle, who was released last night by the Ravens, 34 years old. He says, but at 34, Weddle is still very productive. Weddle has started every game since joining the Ravens. That's big for me at 34 years old. Haven't missed a game. One of four safeties to start every game since 2016. Really hard to do. Almost as hard as running back, where almost no running back starts every game every year. He's also one of four defensive backs selected to the Pro Bowl in each of the last three seasons. Wow.
It's a pretty good resume, and he's old.
Yeah, he's playing well. You know, some guys get lucky. Darryl Green got to run a 4.3 40 at 40 years old on his 40th birthday. He was like, watch this, I'm still lightning fast. You know, some guys like Brandon Carr never get hurt. Some guys like the old Bills running back, Fred Jackson from Fort Worth, he got to play and be a damn good running back till 34, 35. Adrian Peterson's still going pretty strong. So maybe Eric Weddle is that dude at safety. As a matter of fact, it definitely looks like he's that dude at safety. Now we have to keep our fingers crossed with free agency approaching that, you know, his market stays low. Because I believe I'm making an adjustment on what I believe the Cowboys' approach is. I thought, you know, in the buildup, I'm flip-flopping a little bit. I'm on the fence and I'm going back and forth. Are they going to be so aggressive they're willing to overpay to try to win a Super Bowl? Or are they still just going to try to be a little bit more aggressive by trying to sign more guys but still trying to get them below market value? And right now, I think they're trying to add more but still do it below market value. I don't think they're looking at it like, you know, hey, remember when Mike Ilitch bought Prince Fielder for the Tigers? He was like, I just want to win the World Series.
Yeah, I'm about to die, which he did.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to get a World Series championship before he died.
Did it ended up
not happening. Yeah, he died.
Oh, he didn't get it done?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's why they were like, why are you doing this with Miguel Cabrera? Why are you doing this with Prince Fielder? He's like, because I'm about to die.
Yeah, it was great.
So I don't care. I want to win before I die. And so what does it matter that I spend an extra $1 million here, $1 million there? I want to win.
I support that.
I really hope that Eric Weddle falls through the cracks, to your point that he is the oldest guy in it, and that you get the top five or so safety signed, and then the teams that needed safeties are kind of like, well, we got our guy, or we don't want a 34-year-old guy, because I do think he could really help the Cowboys out. And something like, I have no clue, 2 years, $10 million, 2 years, $12 million, with, let's just say, $7 million guaranteed, where you know that you're guaranteed for the first year, and then, look, if it doesn't work out, we have to give you $2 million to say goodbye to you in the next year, fine.
I mean, could we go for it without risking too much of the future? You know, maybe there's a compromise in the middle. But, man, Steven really appears to be a very, very conservative-type businessman. You know, I think for a lot of people, there's something for everybody's dad that you're like, you know, I'm going to do a lot of stuff the same as my dad, but that one thing I'm going to do different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit opposite here. And I, for the most part, I've become my dad in a lot of ways, but there's still a couple of very, very big ways that we're 180 degrees apart from each other.
I guess I have a tough time right now. I want the Cowboys to win so bad. I have a tough time thinking they're going to bring back that team without Cole Beasley. I have no clue about Randy Gregory. And that they're going to be better. They're going to end up being a better team next year. But I feel like if you add Weddle, and look, I guess I'm trying to get out of my head that Earl Thomas is even a possibility. But, man, if you just bring back the same team, missing Cole Beasley, and I know you get Witten back, but and you don't have a first-round pick, so you don't feel like you're going to get an impact rookie. I don't know. I have a tough time going 10 to 12 wins for sure. Because
they would need awesome improvement by their young guys. And they got enough young guys, but we'd be talking about two moving from pretty good to stardom.
And last thing I'm going to say here is, don't get me wrong, I don't think the Cowboys are going to be a below 500 team next year. I just think that they would struggle to make the playoffs if they're just like, we're just going to draft six guys, and then let's play football.
Okay, how about this? Speaking of safeties, I found this. It was retweeted by somebody on Cowboys Twitter. It's from @MySportsUpdate. The free agent market for safeties is flooded. Landon Collins, Earl Thomas, LaMarcus Joyner, Tyrann Mathieu, Adrian Amos, HaHa Clinton Dix, Eric Weddle, Clayton Gethers, Glover Quinn, Trey Boston, Kenny Vaccaro, George Aloka, Jimmy Ward, Adrian Phillips.
The Cowboys will probably take whichever one is about eighth on that list.
Yeah, they're gonna get something.
When that market drops 5 or 6 days into free agency, they'll look around and go, all right, which one of you wants to play for $3 million?
Yeah, I totally am with you there, Jeff. It's fun to dream big and think big, but there's so much less risk, and the Cowboys have become incredibly risk-averse over the last half decade. Two great tank tweets here for you as we continue on Cowboys Twitter.
Is this about DeMarcus Lawrence or the Mavericks?
Yes, this is about DeMarcus Lawrence.
Okay, that tank.
Can the Cowboys ever do this? Look, if you play for us, you get a job with the NFL Network, or you get to call Monday Night Football games no matter how good or bad you are. Like, you get free jobs if you play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, can we recruit that way? Like, hey, we really want you, and maybe we're going to spend a little bit less because we're up against it salary cap-wise. But if you go play for the Colts, do you think anybody wants the Colts on the Sunday night broadcast? No. They want Cowboys.
Do you want to lay down roots in Indianapolis and be at 12 degrees every winter for 2.5 months?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Come on.
Come down here. It was our worst winter in 20 years, and we hit 28 degrees a couple of times, bro. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but I think for the player, the biggest check makes the most sense. It's hard to have that perspective. Two great tank tweets here, though. Which one do you agree with the most? We'll start with Charles Robinson. He wrote a big story about how the Cowboys have insulted Tank, and he tweeted it to kind of support it. Goes, Cowboys kicked the can on a DeMarcus Lawrence deal right past lucrative extensions elsewhere that only made him more expensive. Now they're undermining their relationship with a program guy who works hard and shows accountability, and that is troubling. And, you know, I agree with possibly undermining. I agree with, a general sense that, hey, if you're going to scrap with a guy that you just made prove it and now you're still not going to give it to him, it's probably going to offend him. That might undermine the relationship depending on who the guy is, but I think it's part of doing business. You tick off players in the NFL. You tick off players in all sports. You know, about half of them are like, dang, I can't believe I'm not starting, or they're not paying me enough. I can't believe my agent made me agree to this crap contract. It's one thing or another. So I don't know. I totally get Charles Robinson's point. Good story, good tweet, and he's right. I bet Tank is kind of surly. Like, are you kidding me? I played through that torn labrum. And you guys aren't going to pay me, I would be offended.
You said all I have to do is everything that you want me to do, and I did every bit of it, and now it's time for me to be super rich. Why can't I be super rich, guys?
Yeah.
And they're looking at him like, no, yeah, we told you we would give you a great deal, and this is. This is what we're offering you. It's a great deal. He's like, no, it's not.
He lied.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Yeah, what do you do if you're in that situation? Like, if I play through this and prove it, can I get this deal guaranteed? And of course, the Cowboys wouldn't agree to something like that.
I wonder if DeMarcus Lawrence is there yet, as I'm sure it's brewing in him a little bit. I think once we get to the draft and nothing has been accomplished with his contract, I think that's where he'll be then.
Yeah.
But I think right now it's kind of like, man, I can't believe they're not giving me a better deal. Well, I still think the Cowboys think there's tons of time, but I think, and DeMarcus Lawrence is like, okay, I'll give it some time. We're okay. We'll give it some time. I think you get to May 1st and we're sitting here still talking about, well, he's franchised and he doesn't have a long-term deal. I think then DeMarcus is like, then F the Cowboys. And then you could have a little bit of a situation where, hey, can you just come back really happy if we end up working this out?
Okay, then how about this next tweet presenting the other side of it? This is from pre- and post-game show host Ari Temkin, who replaced both me and Sean Sharif on game days all by himself. He says, given a guy that's required 4 surgeries in 5 seasons, a 5 or 6 year contract worth 20 per season would be crazy. Even if he is a beast right now, there's no way that contract doesn't end with him being old, broken down, and dramatically overpaid. Hashtag Cowboys. And I hate to say it, but I agree with that one as well. And I really like Tank as a player and as a person and as a leader. He's an awesome dude. But I think that is 100% accurate. And I think it's the thing that people are trying to avoid saying because we're such big fans of Tank. We know how good he is. We know how important he is to winning in 2019. But I can't disagree with much at all of what Ari Temkin says. And if I was running a team, I'm sorry, 4 surgeries in 5 years? And you want us to saddle up when there's tons of evidence that healthy defensive ends fall off a cliff at 27 or 28 years old? The system's incredibly unfair to the players. And we're put in a situation where we have to root for the teams to be cold and callous in their approaches to these decisions in order to maximize their chances at the Super Bowl, which is what this is all about. But I don't know if you guys want anything on Ari Temkin there. I mean, can you disagree with that in any way?
No, I think that's a valid point.
Yeah. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.